بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تكلم له الشيخ عارف بالله رمي واخذ الشعر في محمد اقتصد نبر الله مرقته. تايتل ہے زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی. صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی. صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی. نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سال کو، نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سال کو، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی. صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی. نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سال کو، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی. راہ تقویٰ میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا، راہ تقویٰ میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا، پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی، پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی. صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، ان سے نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو، ان سے نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو، ان سے نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو. دل کی ہر وقت جو نگہبانی ملی، دل کی ہر وقت جو نگہبانی ملی. صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، اور زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی. سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے. بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی، بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی. نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سال کو، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی. سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، ہاں سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے. بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی. اہل عقبا کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے، اہل عقبا کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے، اہل عقبا کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے. اہل دنیا کو دنیا فانی ملی، اہل دنیا کو دنیا فانی ملی، اہل عقبا کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے، اہل عقبا کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے، اہل دنیا کو دنیا فانی ملی. نفس کو جس نے اپنے مٹایا اسے، نفس کو اپنے جس نے مٹایا اسے، ہر نفس کو جس نے اپنے مٹایا اسے. راہ حق میں بڑی کامرانی ملی، نفس کو جس نے اپنے مٹایا اسے، نفس کو جس نے اپنے مٹایا اسے، راہ حق میں بڑی کامرانی ملی، سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی، ہے مبارک جو ان پر فدا ہو گئی، ہے مبارک جو ان پر فدا ہو گئی، ہے مبارک جو ان پر فدا ہو گئی، زندگانی تو بس آنی جانی ملی، زندگانی تو بس آنی جانی ملی، ہے مبارک جو ان پر فدا ہو گئی، زندگانی تو بس آنی جانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا، جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا، جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا، بندگی بندگی کی اسے رازدانی ملی، بندگی کی اسے رازدانی ملی، جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا، بندگی کی اسے رازدانی ملی، فیض مرشد کا اختر یہ احسان ہے، فیض مرشد کا اختر یہ احسان ہے، ارے فیض مرشد کا اختر یہ احسان ہے، فیض مرشد کا اختر یہ احسان ہے، اہل دل کی طرح زندگانی ملی، اہل دل کی طرح زندگانی ملی، نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو، نگہ عارف کا احسان ہے سالکو، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی، راہ تقوی میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا، راہ تقوی میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا، روح پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی، پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی، ان سے نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو، ان سے نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو، دل کی ہر وقت جو نگہبانی ملی، دل کی ہر وقت جو نگہبانی ملی، نفس کو جس نے اپنے مٹایا اسے راہ حق میں بڑی کامرانی ملی، راہ حق میں بڑی کامرانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا، بندگی کی اسے رازدانی ملی، بندگی کی اسے رازدانی ملی، سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی، نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی.
What's your name? Ibrahim. Ibrahim. Ibrahim is all the way here from Barbados. Mashallah, he's come to spend his chilla in the Hanukkah. And mashallah, yesterday he was disconnecting flight. Qatar Airways, so he only arrived this morning. So, all the way from Barbados, and he's the cook in the Darul Uloom there. MashaAllah, they've started at Darul Uloom. MashaAllah. And all our friends from so far, Mon Abdurrahman, from across the border, and Salih looking after the border, also at the border. MashaAllah, Allah accept from everyone all the sacrifices. And Allah bless us, the purpose and object for which we are gathered here. And here, Hazrat explained in this poem, very beautifully. And if this can come into us, we'll get the value of Ramadan, inshallah. If we will value Ramadan, Ramadan will make us valuable. Zindagani me kya shadmani mili. In our lives, what great enjoyment, shadmani, from the heart, that deep enjoyment. What great enjoyment we got out of our lives. Otherwise, today, many people's condition has become ke ab mar jayenge. We rather die now. We can't take it anymore. It's too much. And not only die, how many are committing suicide also? And Hazrat says so beautifully, mar ke bhi chain na paya, ab kidhar jayenge. And if you die and there you didn't find peace, now where are you going? To escape the dunya, you'll say, I'll die. I'll commit suicide, na'uzu billah. But if you went in the qabr and there are problems there, now where are you going to escape? After that, there is no death. Death is only from here, from this dunya. After that, no death. So, that's a condition of the vast majority of people. And so much shaitan, through all his various agents, have worked on mankind, that people haven't got a moment to reflect on it also. All so busy. Whether it is busy with business, whether it's busy with one's lust and desires, whether it's busy with the WC, all going to the WC. WC? What's the WC? Toilet. Toilet. WC, toilet. Or water closet, near waste closet. So all that is how they have made the people all just eager at the waste closet. All sitting in a waste closet there. Yeah. Wasting their time, wasting their energy all the time. So those who have found the enjoyment of life, and this life became Jannat for them, what to say then what that Jannat is going to be. So that Hazrat is explaining. And two main things. One is Ramadan is here, and that is the super ideal occasion to get that shadmani in our zindagani. And then Sohbat-e-Sheikh. And both those things, mashallah, those of us who will be here, we will have that. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala is guaranteed for us to get that shadmani, inshallah. Sohbat-e-Sheikh says, Zindagani mili. By the company of the Sheikh, I got life. One is a person, like what we all can understand, a person is in a coma in a hospital. And maybe 1 month also he's in a coma, he can't eat, drink. He can't do his toilet, he's on drips all the time. Life supporting machine, that you don't call life. But no doctor can give you a death certificate also, they'll take him and go and bury him. He's still living, but it's not life. Just like that, unfortunately for most of us, the life we are living is no life. Life is that life of enjoyment, of pleasure. And that is a person by the company of the Shaykh got life. Which Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi walirrasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. Respond to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam when they call you to that which will give you life. Ulama write that one is life of this dunya, that is a living person. A person like Hadrat Rahmatullah Ali gave this example. You have a whole flock of sheep, 100, 200, 300 sheep, and you have one slaughterer. But the slaughterer has got that life which the sheep haven't got. So 300 sheep can't do him anything. Qurbani time he's slaughtering 1,000 sheep. And one by one he slaughters all and he finishes them all up. So that is a person who got life. And a person, if the Muslims have life, they will just overrun the world immediately. But we haven't got life, we are being run over. And we are being trampled upon, we are being mauled, everything is up because we haven't got life. So life. And then not only life, zindagani mein kya shadmani mili. And in the life, what enjoyment we got. And this is all on the sohbat of the Shaykh. And then we have got the ideal occasion of Ramadan. And with Ramadan comes Quran. And with all that comes getting up for Sehri, making Taraweeh, reading of Quran Sharif. Which ingredient is left out? One of those ingredients is enough to give us all this. And all of them are put together in this month and this occasion. Nighe Arif ka faizan hai sadiq ko. This is the eyes, the dua, the tawajjuh of the arif, the faizan, the barakat of the eyes, of the tawajjuh, of the sohbat, of the arif of Allah, ishq kafiyat bi zubani mili. A person did not only get ishq, love, and muhabbat is love. Ishq is intense of love. Very great and very intense of love. So that ishq ki kaifiyat, and not only did you get that intense love of Allah, but together with that, you got the kaifiyat of it, the quality of it. You felt it. One is a person, for example, one businessman who was a shrewd businessman. He had his fixed customers for sugar. He found out his customer went and buy sugar from somewhere else. So he sent somebody to invite him for a cup of tea. And he already put sugar in his tea. And when he came, he offered him, he said, how much sugar will you have? So he said, 2 teaspoons. So he put 2 teaspoons. When he tasted it, how sweet. So he says, this is sugar, what you went and buy there? That you don't call sugar, this is what you call sugar. So like that, so that kaifiyat. One is sugar and you don't get the sweetness. And one you get that extra quality. So in life, ishqi kaifiyat, that intense love. And you got the enjoyment of that intense love. So much it is be zubani, you can't bring it on your tongue. You say, I can't tell you what's in my heart. What I'm enjoying, I can't explain it. That a person will get. Rahe taqwa mein kuch ranjfani mila. And in this way of acquiring taqwa, this all is the company of the Shaykh Ramadan, that a person gives up guna. That he gives up going to the WC. All that he gives up. Now he finds it a bit hard. But what is that? Ranje fani mila. That sorrow he feels because nafs likes guna. Nafs is from the world. And nafs likes all worldly things. Now when you have to give it up, you will feel a bit of sorrow, a bit of dismay, a bit of upset, but it is fani, it's temporary. It will go away. And that life you're going to get, par khush ruh ko chawedani mile. Now that ruh that became, par khushi ruh ko, the happiness of the ruh has become eternal. It has become forever and ever. This worldly life is, what's the word? Temporary? This dunya's life is temporary, and that life is eternal, is forever and ever. So yeah, you gave away something which is temporary, that little sorrow, looking at that woman who looks so nice, talking to her, joking with her, whatever else, all this dunya's temporary things. And in return, Allah gave you eternal happiness. So any person can make a easy mathematical calculation or a business calculation. You sacrifice something which is temporary, which is just a little, and you get something which is eternal. And you, what you gave up, that sorrow which is temporary, and you got happiness which is eternal. So that is giving up guna, and that is our object. For this whole, the whole exercise is to give up, to come over our nafs. Which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, that tabiyyat par akal ko ghalib rakho. On your tabiyyat, your nature, your tabiyyat. Keep your brains over it. Let your desires be controlled by your brains. Don't let your desires control you. Harness your desires with the brain. Let the brain control your desires. And don't also make your brain the end and the everything. Or akal par shariat ko ghalib rakho. Keep shariat, Quran and hadith over the brains. And let the brains be controlled by Quran and hadith, by shariat. And let the brains control your tabiat. Your tabiat, this is your nafs. And what is nafs? Marghubat tabi'iyah, natural desires, but ghair shari'iyah, which are against the commands of Allah. You have a natural, man has natural desire for woman, and unfortunately more desire for those women which are not his wife. Yeah. For his own wife he doesn't have that desire, but for other women he's got more desire. So whatever haram there is you desire, it's natural. Khaishat tabi'iyah. غير شرعية, but it is not according to Sharia. That is not. So control it with your brains, and control your brains with Sharia, with Allah's command, the command of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unse nisbat ka hai faiz, eh dosto, and this connection with your Sheikh, the faiz that you get, oh my friends. Dil ki har waqt jo nigehbani mili. What is it a person gets? Nigehbani. That he's guarding. He's being watchful over his heart all the time. That at every time that I am doing this here, but what is in my heart? Outwardly, I'm just making this phone call. I just want to inquire about something. But in your heart, you want to hear the voice of that woman. And you want to just talk with her. All, many things like that. Outwardly, you justify yourself. But inside, and to control that heart. And what a Shaykh Allah Ta'ala has given us, Hazrat explained, pass and fast. Pass and fast, man, is common amongst Sufiya. And almost all Sufis take the meaning that every breath you take, what Allah, your breath goes in. And who, your breath goes out. So with every breath, while you are awake, while you are alive, while you are talking, you train yourself to take the name of Allah. Allah, 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 all the time. But Hazrat says, according to me, pass and fast is, pass means to look after in Urdu. And fast is the plural of nafas, breath. Every breath you look after, that it mustn't be in haram. It mustn't be in makruh. It mustn't be in anything which Allah does not like. That you look after each breath of yours. Now what is this? You're making pass and fast and you're looking at other women also. You're making pass and fast, Allahu, Allahu. And you're looking at TV also. This in fact is the worst form of jadu, black magic. When righteous things, Allah's name, and you are mixing it with haram. Looking at the TV, all the haram things on the TV, looking at strange woman, and you are enjoying looking, and you're taking Allah's name also. This is what causes us big problems. Many of us, we wonder what are the problems hitting us. But in the home, we got the TV, and all the naked woman come on the TV, all filth and dirt come. And on top of it, we got a Asmaul Husna. Written in gold. We got Ayatul Kursi written. So this mixture of the two, that causes us great harm. So the pass and fast, the real pass and fast, is that a person looks after every breath, that he's not doing anything wrong, anything undesirable. Sabko nisbat mili shaykh ke faiz se. All, whoever got nisbat, whether it was Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with everything from Allah. And he told him, Iqra, read. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Ma ana bi qari, I'm not even a grade one student. I can't read alif, ba, ta, tha also. Then he embraced him. And so hard he embraced it. That was the sohbat. And everything was transferred to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then he became a qari who read the whole Quran Sharif. Became a qari who read the Quran, the 7 qiraats and the 10 qiraats. He became a qari that his qiraat is carrying on till today also. And all the subject of the Quran, not only qiraat, what subjects in the Quran. All that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr, radiyallahu ta'ala, the greatest of all the sahaba, of all mankind after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, sohbat. That he was all the time in safar, hadar, present, in journey, at home, all the time in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what a person gets through sohbat. Sabko nisbat mili shaykh ke faiz se, by the faiz of the shaykh. But gumani mili. And those people who are critical, those people who just want to pass remarks, that is all what came in their share. One time, Haji Bhai Padia Marhum, with regard to one of our friends, that whenever a bayan carries on, other people make notes, they take notes, that any points of interest. He makes notes of all mistakes or possible mistakes. So even he should criticize Haji Bhai Padia also. So Haji Bhai Padia say, what can we do in his taqdeer that shaykh? Just to find fault all the time. And to note the faults also. Not only that something you said, now I think this should be rec-, but actually sits with that niyyah that I'm going to note all the faults. So that came in his share. So some people, that is all what they got, just to find fault. That, unfortunately, that is. And the others, where they reached. Ahle uqba ko dono jahan mil gaye. And the people whose niyat is akhirat, man kana yuridul akhirah, a person whose niyat is akhirah, Allah gave them dunya also, and dunya came running after them. And dunya humbled itself and came in front of them. And they got akhirat also, they got both. Ahle dunya ko dunya e fani mili. And the people of dunya, and that also Allah Ta'ala says, liman nasha, liman yasha, liman nurid, that we give just how much we want to, and for who we want to, how much we want to. There is no guarantee. Akhirat is guaranteed. You make your niyat, akhirat is guaranteed, and Allah gives you dunya also. When you run after a person, the shadow comes with. Wherever you caught the person, you got the shadow also. And a person who runs after a shadow gets nothing. If you run after the person, you got the person, you got the shadow. And the person is akhirat, reality. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That is the real life. That is the life which is life. And when you get that, you get the shadow of dunya with it also. And if you run after the shadow, you got nothing. And if you get a little bit of it, it's temporary. Like our brothers sitting here, the sun shining on them. Now the sun has moved away. Now no problem. So that is just temporary. But the akhirat is forever and ever. Nafs ko jisne apne mitaya usse. The person who controlled his nafs. And that is all what is taqwa, to control your nafs, your desires. This is why we have come. This is for what Ramadan is. This is what is sohbat of the Shaykh, so that we get the taqwa. That a person, and what is taqwa in one sense, just to put one step on your nafs, and your next step is in Jannat. Like Buzurg said, there are only two steps to enter Jannat. The one is on your nafs, and that is taqwa. You just trample your nafs, your desires, your haram, and not every desire. Jais, halal, by all means. It's not yet Ramzan, and in that also, we all should understand, some of us are still, have got this notion which is totally wrong, that three rozas of Shaban, 14, 15 and 16, there's only one roza, only the 15th roza. قُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. It's not وَصُومُوا أَنْهَارَهَا. Many people, one friend of ours, Mufti, just graduated, and he was also keeping three rozas of Shaban. We went and visited him, and it was about 5 minutes before iftari. And when we explained to him, so he asked me, say, open my roza. I said, by all means, break your roza. Today's day is no roza. You break your roza now. That there isn't roza on the 14th of Shaban for the virtues of Nisfe Shaban. It's only one roza. Many people keep three rozas. Two rozas for Muharram. 9 and 10 or 10 and 11. But Shaban is only one roza. If a person is keeping Ayyam-e-Bees, 12, 13 and 14, then by all means he keeps it. But in these days for him, advisable not to keep on the 14. So that the people don't get the idea he's keeping three rozas of Shaban, of Nisfe Shaban. So to break that is better that he doesn't keep that roza also. And make it known also, if you're a person, people know you keep roza, that they say, I haven't got roza today. So that the wrong masala which has crept into people, that it must go out. The right thing must come.
نفس کو جس نے اپنے مٹایا اسے راہ حق میں بری کامرانی ملے.
That person who had control and annihilated his nafs and acquired taqwa in this path of suluk. Suluk means to walk. And you are walking to Allah Ta'ala. The salik is the walker. He's walking to Allah Ta'ala. So this person who walks in this path And he has acquired taqwa. He has acquired great kamrani, great, great success. He has become very successful. So taqwa is the main thing. And for the month of Ramadan and the rozas, Allah says the whole object is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire this taqwa. So we should keep that in mind. Hey Mubarak jo un par fida ho gayi. Very blessed is that person who has given his life for Allah Ta'ala. Hey, and this will happen, that Allah will make you inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My living, my dying, everything of mine is for Allah Ta'ala. That is what a person, that Mubarak is that person. Zindagani to bas ani jani mili. This life is just ani jani, temporary. It's here, it's not there. Your wealth is here, it's not there. Your money, today you reach, tomorrow you are poor. Today you got enough, tomorrow you are short. This happens all the time. But a person who sacrifices his life for Allah, in all conditions, not only when you're in your comfort zone, then everything of Allah you are doing. But when Allah tests you and He puts you in an uncomfortable zone, then also Allah wants to see whether you're going to be still obedient to Him or not. Jiska dil hamile dard dil ho gaya. That person whose heart has become such a heart that it has got the love of Allah Ta'ala in it. It's carrying, it's not full of cholesterol, not all blocked arteries, etc. But it's got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Bandagi ki usse razdani mili. He is from the servitude of Allah. Being a humble slave of Allah, he has acquired the secret of life. That what is life for? Hey, a person who gets anyone's secret, he gets happy. I got the secret code. I got this. I got his private number. I got this. I got that of his. A person who finds the secret of life, for what Allah has created us. That person who has found the love of Allah. He has found the secret of love. How somebody said very beautifully, I wish and I make dua that every person Allah makes him, gives him all the riches of the world and fulfills every desire of his, whatever he wants. And then he will realize this isn't the object of life. He'll realize, everything I wanted, everything I got, but now I haven't got happiness. He'll realize this, this is not the object of life. Everyone is looking, we laugh at that person who looks for his gold coin on by the street lamp. But we are all the same. We are all looking for the enjoyment of life where it isn't. We laugh, and this is the case of somebody else whose nose is licking with all filth and dirt. And somebody else, just some little bit, some mark, and we're laughing at him. Or a person who's got cancer, and he's laughing at a person who sneezes, he's got a cold. Look at the sick fall, how is he sneezing? And you got cancer, you're dying, and you're laughing at him. This is our condition. We laugh at the others, our own condition is the same. So a person who has found the love of Allah, his heart has been filled, he has found the secret of life, for what we are living, etc. Faiz-e murshid ka akhtar, ye ihsan hai. These are the favors of the sohbat of the sheikh. And this also, Hadrat Ma'anana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor over and over. How beautifully he has said and explained that the real guide is only Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. Allah is the friend of the believers and he takes them out from zulumat. And just say our ulama mufassirin, zulumat is in the plural. Lita'addudil atam, because there are various types of gunas a person commits. This type of guna, that type of guna, that. So all that zulumat, Allah takes you out. لِيُخْرِجَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. To noor. Noor is one. Hidayat, truth, and haq is only one. So Allah took you out from so many departments of darkness, and He put you into noor. So Allah is the one that does this. But Allah Ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala Himself also says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. We send Musa alayhi salam to أَنْ أَخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَىٰ النُّورِ. So that Musa alayhi salam must take them out from zulumat to noor. From here, this is the work of the ulama. They said, fa'ile haqiqi is only at wali shaykh madkhalan aziman. But the shaykh, Allah has given him a big share also. As far as asbab is concerned, he takes out the people from zulumat and he puts them into nur. That is the work of the Nabi and the warisul anbiya, who are the true waris, of not only of knowledge, but of taking them actually and putting them by Allah Ta'ala. So the shaykh, Allah has given him a big share. The shaykh, Allah has given him a big share to take out the people from darkness and take them towards nur. So faiz-e-murshid ka akhtar ye ihsan hai. This is the faiz. This is the barakat. This is the kindness. And what the shaykh gives free of charge. Ke ahle dil ki tarah zindagani mili. That now a person, he has also become like ahle dil. He is not yet ahle dil, but his life has become like ahle dil. A person now, he wears topi also, beard also, kurta. Outwardly he's like pious, but his heart is still not, but he has become like them. And where they have now only ulama here, they see you, oh, maulana come. But you're not a maulana. You like a maulana. You became like a maulana. You're not a Sufi. You are like a Sufi. So you are also counted. And Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, grants this. You just make your outside, you just make your little form, and Allah accepts you. That person, the malaika go and report to Allah. This person, ya Allah, he didn't come for zikr. And he came with, because he's got a financial problem, he's got a marital problem. That's why he came here and he came and sat here. And he just came and give a message, to take a key, give a key, whatever it was. Allah Ta'ala says, "Hum qawmun la yishqa bihim jaliso." These are such people, whoever just sits with them, who makes musafa, salam with them, who looks at them with love and respect, I do his work, I include him also. Nobody in this world is such that you had 5-6 laborers you had hired to do some work, paying them 100 rand for the day or whatever it might be. One person is standing with them all the time and he is talking with them, distracting them from their work, and he's giving them the cell phone, yeah, one co-phone, you also speak. They have to be working. And you watching, you seeing this person is distracting them. But 5 o'clock come, they have to collect their wages, they come line up, 6 people, 100 rand each one. He also stands there. And in fact, he stands right first in the queue. You'll want to kick him, but you don't want to kick. Why must I waste my energy kicking him also? How angry you will be on him. Allah will say, oh, you also with. Okay, you also take. Where can you imagine? We can't imagine who is Allah Ta'ala. What the mercy is. All the kind people of the world together, they haven't got one iota of the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. And that is in this dunya. Akhirat mein phir kya hoga? What Allah's mercy, Allah says, and this is also only for us to understand, Allah's mercy is not limited to numbers. That one layer of mercy I put in this dunya, 99 I kept for akhirah. There's only, Allah's mercy hasn't got nothing to do with numbers and with measurements and that. Allah's mercy is unlimited. Our minds work with measurement and with numbers so far, and that also shows Allah's love to make us understand. Otherwise, where should we understand? So Allah Ta'ala told us, I put one layer of my mercy, and all the love, all the mothers of the world, human beings, jinnat, animals, a hen, an animal, a lioness, for her child, what love she has got. As it's famous, it said, don't interfere with the lioness, not with the lion, not with the cub of the lion. If you interfere with the cub, that the lioness or the lion won't spare you. So interfere with the lion, but not with the cub of the lion. So Allah's mercy, and how Allahu Akbar. That person was walking, Allah wala buzur, and it was muddy, raining season, and a person newly wed with his bride was coming the opposite way. When they passed there, little bit of mud splashed, a splash went and fell on her leg, on her shoe, her dress. So that husband became very angry, and it wasn't the fault of the sallawala. They were just walking, and he gave him one slap. He didn't say anything, and there is another great lesson in this, that we are taught that we should take little revenge. Little bit. If we don't take revenge, Allah takes revenge. And Allah's revenge is very severe. So he didn't say anything. Next, that person fell down dead. The people accused him that you, because he hit you, you did something. said, I didn't do anything. They said, how he died? He said, he, because of his beloved, he slept me. Allah, because of his beloved, slept him. One heart attack and he fell down dead. So that is Allah's system. So how Allah protects his beloved. So therefore, one buzur, where he went to with his murid to go and get water, and when they were taking water, some young woman started talking very bad about the buzurg and telling him bad things and that. So he told his khadim, give her one slap. So he was surprised. The buzurg never takes revenge and never, he was not only hesitated, he didn't. Next, she fell down dead. So then the people asked, they said, if you should take, when we don't take revenge, Allah takes revenge. Our revenge is small. So this revenge also of the buzurgs, when they sometimes say something, we think, what can buzurg? He's also talking bad about the person, he's also, but he's taking his little revenge to save him from that big trouble, which we don't understand, and we find fault with the buzurg. That the buzurg, now he's talking about this person, he's telling him take revenge, you go and tell him something like this, but he's just settling the money, the matter, with small change. Otherwise, if Allah has to take, may Allah give us understanding and haqqat, inshaAllah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. Alhamdulillah, Allah has brought us right to the threshold of Ramadan. May Allah out of His fazl grant us Ramadan, and Ramadan in the true sense of it, and may Allah accept from us, give us the tawfiq to please Allah Ta'ala and get the real Eidi, the real barakat, blessing of Ramadan also. And may it stay with us for our whole life, and we go with it in the qabr, akhirat, and forever we enjoy it. Allah has given us this dunya's life, a very short life. A life of between 60 and 70 years, which also most of us don't reach. If we go to the Qabristan and we see the dates written on the covers, on the graves, we'll see most of them are under 50. Very few are over 50. And those who are over 50 should make lot of shukr, they're still living. And if we're living with Iman, with Islam, there is no limit to the amount of shukr that we should make. A lady of the Bani Israel, when she read of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what their position will be. She said, if I was in that ummah, my whole life of 60, 70 years, I should spend it in one sajda. Whole life I should make, have made just once. This is the value, but we don't value it. We don't appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given us. And especially for the month of Ramadan, our whole life, and these precious moments, our whole life, every moment is precious. We should think, like when we make namaz, one thing we should try and do, when we make salam at the end of namaz, then chide ourselves. Allah gave you such a great occasion of mi'raj with Allah. You were so long on the phone, it was engaged, you just got through now. And you had that few minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and that also you didn't pay attention. You were so desperate at that call, and you trying, now you got through. And then you wasted. Or you were at waiting in a queue, and a crowd of people all want to get in at the door. And the time to get in, you went and sit in a WC. When you had to get in there, Allah is giving us Ramzan to get in by Allah, and people going to sit by the WC. And in the WC the whole time. In Peter Maritzburg, I mentioned that one friend of ours told us that people they are counting down to the WC, so eager to go in the toilet, WC. They're counting down the minutes and the hours and the days. Tell the people to count down for Ramzan, that they be in anticipation of Ramadan. I spoke that one friend came to him, he said, Maulana, you still speaking of that? People's tickets are booked to go to the WC. People are so keen, and that how many people's tickets are booked? Allahu Akbar, may Allah help us. In Makkah Sharif, around in Makkah Sharif, the suburbs, at least they put up 2 big screens with seats for the people to go and watch what happens in a WC. Who in this world will want to go and watch what's happening in a WC? But this is how Shaitan has made us, worse than the WC that he put us into this year. And we're right in Makkah Sharif. And now Ramzan is coming. And we're engaged in that. So anyway, for after every namaz, think, Allah gave me this occasion of mi'raj. Exclusive meeting with Allah Ta'ala. Whether I made my own namaz, I made it in Jamaat. But this was an interview Allah gave me. Allah gave me those moments to be personal, directly with Him. And then I wasted it. I was there. And what thoughts? How come I wasted my namaz? Every time we think, very soon our namazes, the quality will improve tremendously. And we'll appreciate that moments Allah gives us. So namaz, the whole life, moments are extremely valuable and precious. Then like namaz even more, Ramzan even more, and the namazes in Ramzan even more. So try, this train of our life is moving to Akhirat. We are standing on the station, and we have to fill up whatever we can for our Akhirat. Allah gave us this 60, 70 years for you, that your train, now your train has come. It's moving to Akhirat, and you must fill up your goods forever and ever what you're going to use in Akhirat. So let us see what goods we are filling up. And then certain compartments are very precious. Namaz, Ramzan, Hajj, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the times that we get there. These occasions are even extra special. So fill your train with the most valuable things. If we're letting the train go past empty, we're not filling up. If we're letting the train go past with guna, we're filling guna for our Akhirat. We are filling fire in our train that it must burn me in the Akhirat. We are putting big scorpions and big snakes in the train, that they must be my company in the qabr. That is what we are filling when we are committing guna, etc. We are filling good deeds, but half-heartedly. Namaz. Our body, we dropped it off in the masjid, and we carried on. We went the whole world, we traveling around. Now that namaz of ours, we spoiled it. And forever it's going to be with us. And how much dunya we earning, that also we filling. 8 hours in the shop, 8 hours in our work, we are filling that in our... If we change our niyat, then that same dunya becomes deen. Or before mort or at any time, that dunya, we transfer it, we give it to a madrasa, to a masjid, widows, orphans, anywhere else, have a borehole dug or whatever good deed we do, now we made it again back. Otherwise, all what is dunya, at the time when our train goes in the qabr, it drops off all dunya, leaves it. Dunya doesn't go well. That whole, if we only filled dunya, then our train is going empty. If we filled it with sins, with snakes, and with fire, then that will be go. And how much we fill it with good deeds, beautiful gardens, and beautiful roses. So this is an ideal occasion Allah has given us, that with the best of roses, the best of flowers, the best of gardens, the best of food, the best of woman, that the word woman doesn't fit them, Hurul Ain. And your wife, the queen of Hurul Ain. This is the time that we Allah has given us. So this great month is here upon us now. May Allah Ta'ala, for which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahu Akbar, like that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how many different ways he said, if I take the food in my fingers, I haven't got itminan, yaqeen, it will come till I might die before that. If I make one side salam, I don't think I'll make the other side. But for Ramzan, from before Rajab, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ Ya Allah, let me live till Ramzan. So what an occasion Ramadan is. But unfortunately, Shaitan is doing his work and he has to do his work. But we mustn't become his jailers and we mustn't become his agents. Let him do his work. He has vowed that he's going to take people towards Jahannam. That is his job. He'll do his job. We do our job. We are bandas of Allah. We must do bandagi of Allah, become humble servants of Allah. Shaitan is proud. He's not humble. He's got his ways. Why must we become his agents? So Ramadan, Allah is giving us. We don't know how many people die the night before Ramadan. We don't know what our condition. And by proper niyat, we can get the sawab, not only for this Ramadan, every Ramadan. Oh Allah, if I live till 120 years, if I live till 150,000 years, I'll spend my Ramadan in the correct. And the proof of that, that I'll spend it, that what we do get now, presently, we are doing the right thing. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh explained this point so well. He said that on niyat a person gets his sawab. But it must be a genuine niyat. Like that person in Bani Israel, when there were droughts, and he made this niyat, and he had this desire, and he said to Allah, oh Allah, if these mountains were wheat, flour, I should have distributed it amongst the poor people. He was genuine. Allah sent the Nabi of the time to inform him, you got so much sawab already. Mountains and mountains, how lot, tons and tons of wheat, and he has given to the poor when they were desperate for food. And any person will know when a person is hungry, desperate for food, and you give him something, how he appreciates, for whole life he will appreciate it. So the proof of that is, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, a person gives 5,000 for a masjid, for any good cause, 50,000, 500,000, a million rand he gives, he's got it, he can give. And you, a poor person, you say, where? I can't even dream of a million rand. I can't even dream of 5,000, 10,000 rand. But you can give 5 cents. You can give 50 rand. 5 rand you can give. What is in your capacity? Are you doing that? That is the sign and that is the proof that you are genuine. Then your niyat can be so big, you'll get that sawab also. But what is within your means? So Ramadan is coming. What is within our means? Let us do. We make our niyat for the best, that every split moment we will spend it in the most highest form of ibadat. But then, how much we can do, do that. Now don't keep back from that also. That will show that you are not sincere. So this great month which Allah Ta'ala says, Shahrul Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. Like you remind somebody, that you just say that one word. Like for example, you have to go to the airport. And now your wife is not ready still. Or the wife tells the husband, even they don't speak, just show the watch. Just in the heat like this. That means, be ready. You know what? It's time to go. We're late already. Be ready. Allah says, Shahrul Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is here. It's upon you. What a great month it is. And when Allah says, Allah who has created the heavens. Once we were with our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali by the sea. And Allah, Hazrat said, what a great creation of Allah. How Allah, we don't think of it. The whole huge sea, what we are seeing.
And the sea is not only what we are seeing, Allahu Akbar, how big, how many oceans, how lot of water, what and what is in the sea. There are mountains in the sea, there are trees, there are jungles in the sea, there are animals in the sea, water animals, what there is in the sea. How lot valuables Allah has kept. And then the waves that are moving, they come to the shore and they go back. Come to the shore and come back. And the sea water is in one place, not like river water, which is flowing. But in that one place, Allah kept movement also. That the waves are coming and they are going. Waves are coming and they are going. And Allah Ta'ala put antibiotic in the sea, salt. So now sewage systems have changed in the world. Previously, all governments, all the sewage into the sea. But the sea water never gets contaminated. Because Allah put that movement of the waves and Allah put salt in it. So the sea water remains pure. Otherwise all sea life should have been destroyed. What our all filth, what we're going to do in the WC. With all that, all the poor fish and all the sharks and whales and dolphins, all of them should have been dead with all our pollution. But Allah may put that movement in stagnant water. And Allah put salt in that stagnant water. And how? So see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. How great is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. So khallaqi azim. Allah is so great. And the sea is still limited. Very limited. The heavens. And what is beyond the heavens? Allah. It's mind boggling. What Allah has. The sun, the moon. That the earth is so small. How one earth can fit 12,000 times into the sun. How big is the sun? And the sun is still nothing also. All the other creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. How Allah has made it. So that great Allah who is saying that I gave you Shahru Ramadan. The month of Ramadan. Allah is so great. He says I have made this month more greater than the sea also. More greater than the heavens and the earth also. Such a month. And Allah is giving this mihman, our guest. And the mihman guest is coming to our door. And we don't have to go and pick him up at the airport also. We don't have to go and wait for him and the plane gets delayed or whatever. He's coming to our house. So get ready to receive this month. This great month. If a guest comes to you and he has got the slightest amount of self-respect and honor. And when he comes to you, when you have to pick him up, you are not there at the airport. And then he had to make 4 or 5 phone calls. Then finally you got to him. You picked him up. Then he brought you in the car, and one friend of ours, well at that time not, but he says, this car of mine, janazas also go in this car. In this car of mine, live fowls also I carry. I carry live goats also in my car. So together with you, they are live, there's a janaza also in the car. There are some live fowls also, slaughtered fowls also, and that smell is coming also, and goats also, and the smell of the goats and the dung and all that also, and he's taking you. How will you feel? You'd rather go back home. What must I do here? And when you get to his place, he say he can't find the key for the house. Now you have to wait and you have to sit with all the fowls and the goats in the car. And he's looking for the key. Finally, he can't find it. He asks you to come and jump through a window. And when you get to the room that is meant for you, it is also all messed and littered and filthy. So if Ramzan, what a guest is coming. And we are filthy and dirty. We got all our goats and our fowls in our lives. All the filth and dirt of dunya we have got. We are more worried about the WC in Ramzan than we are worried of Ramadan. Ramzan, what Allah Ta'ala is ghayyur. The most ghairat Allah has got. Ghairat is like a husband cannot tolerate that even if he has to know my wife is thinking of somebody. Or somebody is thinking about my wife. He can't tolerate it. That my wife talks to somebody. Somebody is talking to my wife. His anger just goes out of control. That is ghairat. Allah's ghairat. And the month of Ramadan, the ghairat of the month of... If we are host like this for Ramadan, Ramzan is not interested to come to us. That we have filled Ramzan and we are more interested in other things. Then we want the barakat of Ramzan. And Ramzan is not staying hungry. That we just kept hungry, we did a big favor to everyone. and we show that we did a big favor by getting cross on everyone, swearing everyone that I did something very great, and I've kept Rosa, I'm hungry, and everyone must tolerate me, I'm keeping Rosa. No, that's not Rosa at all. That we are only staying hungry, and we're staying hungry for our nafs. If we keep Rosa in the true sense for Allah's pleasure, then that person's condition is completely different. So anyway, this great month that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, this Shahru Ramadan. Oh, Allah Himself discusses why this month is so great and honorable. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. That Allah says, I've sent the Qur'an in this month. So in whichever, like a person, his birthday, that one day is every day is the same day, but that day is a special day for him. His wedding anniversary, or whatever else it might be, that a person, a special day for him. One person, it was their wedding anniversary, first wedding anniversary, so the wife came from work and he wanted to give her a surprise. So he went right at the gate and he blindfolded her. And he brought her to sit in the house where he had made arrangements. She was blindfolded, and so she had 3 plates of beans for lunch. Now her stomach, the wind started troubling her. So she called on her husband that, where are you, hubby? So she heard from far, so she thought it's safe. So she left it on one side, and she let out something quite loud and quite stinking also. So after a little while, again the winds were troubling, 3 plates of beans. And so again she asked, where are you, hubby? So again he said, oh, he's far. So she let out another one. And then he came now and he opened the blindfold. She was sitting at the table, and her mother-in-law, father-in-law, her father, husband said, I wanted to give you this surprise. Now what is her condition? That in front of all, she didn't know where she was doing all this. Now in front of everyone. But there are great lessons for us to learn also. And she, if a person has got humbleness and reality of life, she will tell them, sorry, excuse me, and they all had their hands on their noses also. So she will say, sorry, I didn't know, I was blindfolded. If a person hasn't got the sunnu, malamma, covering up all that, your wall is so terrible, but now you put beautiful tiles on it, and now you give it a picture that it's a beautiful wall. Your floor is so terrible, you put a nice carpet. So just this covering up we have got. So if a person lives sincerely, genuinely, as what I am, I am. And she says, I'm human, what could I do? Excuse me, make me maaf. The whole thing will go over. Otherwise, she's going to suffer in that, she can't eat now, and her whole life. And you know, excuse yourself. Tell you whatever the problem was. For them, there is a lesson also. Allahu Akbar, see the lives of our buzurgs. Famous of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, other buzurgs also. Old lady came for ta'weez. And then her wind went out. Old lady, she can't control it. So what the Maulana said, what did you say, old lady? Amma Jan, what you told? She said, you went more. What did you say, Amma Jan? Made it sound that I'm deaf, I can't hear properly. Gave a conviction that we didn't hear. But we are such that where there isn't also something, we make something. And a person who has got this akhlaq, and that is what we have to learn in this Ramzan. And this is what Quran, that don't make anyone sharminda. Don't make him feel, don't belittle him. We intentionally belittle, humiliate people. If something happened like this year, then you make it that don't belittle the person, make him feel that nothing happened whatsoever. For example, just say, we just came now. And don't make anything sound, anything like that. And then again, now when the wife sees her husband, you put me in this predicament. He didn't do it intentionally, and he feels you took my izzat, what you did. I made such an arrangement for you, what a surprise I gave you, and what you went into here. So that also, if there is understanding, then you overlook all that. Otherwise, that will be the cause of forgetting a wedding anniversary. It will be starting the divorce anniversary. That you'll have to count from how many years we are divorced now. So there are great, great lessons for us to learn in all these matters. So akhlaq also we must make. So anyway, this great month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala is blessing us. And it is that in which Allah has sent down Quran. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. And the word Quran comes from qiraat, from reading. The meaning of Quran means to be read. It must be recited. There must be no limit to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. And mashallah, the history of Islam proves how people recited Quran. Ordinarily, in their whole life, in Ramzan, there was no limit to recitation of Quran. It was only Quran. Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali. Normally, Mashayikh give lot of importance to replying to the murids' letters also. But he, no reply. To sit with the murids, Ramzan, nothing. The only time he sat with his murids were those few moments when he should make iftari and he should have just a few glasses of finjan, that small cups. Today, mashallah, Zamzam is also in Ifrat and so much of Zamzam everywhere. But before, Zamzam was very limited a person should get, and they had small cups in which they should give Zamzam. So just a few cups of black tea, not even milk tea, that he should have. And that few moments he should speak to his murid. Otherwise it was only tilawat of Quran. Day in and day out, only tilawat of Quran Sharif. All our mashayikh, Ramzan nights, only tilawat of Quran. So Quran means to recite. And then recitation of the Quran Sharif, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ali says, it is ham kalami. It is secret talking with Allah Ta'ala. When you get a person, husband and wife are alone in their room, sometimes they are alone in the whole house. But when they get engaged in their personal talk, they are whispering with one another. There is nobody there to hear, but you are whispering. And why? By nature you enjoy more the whispering than the loud talk. So when you are reading Quran, you are talking to Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives you that. Imam Shafi rahmatullah Ali says, if a person recited Quran and after that he takes qasam, I spoke to Allah, there is no kafara. His qasam is correct. It's not that he took a wrong qasam. And he doesn't have to give kafara for that. His qasam is correct. It's that Allah Ta'ala. Quran Sharif is that which is the foundation of all nafil, ibadat, zikr, askar, tasbihat. The greatest of it all is tilawat of Quran Sharif. This kitab Allah gave us in this Quran. Alladhi unzila fihi. Ramadan is Mubarak. And in that Mubarak day, the Quran month, Allah Ta'ala sent the Quran Sharif, which has made it even more double. Nurun ala nur it has become. And that month is now, on our doorstep. That is the month Allah has given us. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. And then the Quran again. Alladhi is the month, it was revealed in the month. And the Quran, hudal linnas, guidance for mankind. And we don't think about it, we don't ponder, but hidayat for mankind. Any person you want to do a small little thing, you got your tape recorder, you got your computer, your cell phone, but you don't know how to operate it. And somebody tells you, oh, just one thing, this one button here, I didn't know. You just press this, now you see it's all functioning, and all your functions are in operation now. Whatever it might be, how many things in our life are like that? Whether it's some electrical thing, whether it's a plumbing thing, anything like that. Or with your wife, you didn't know how to sort out one thing. Somebody, you just do this and it gets sorted out. And after that, it's sorted out now. How happy. Allah gave us the Quran. Hudal linnas. It is a guidance for all of mankind. For all your problems, whatever you want, it is your guidance. A person has to reach somewhere and is desperate. Once we had to go somewhere, and we were driving around, and now the time was expiring, the appointment time, and we asked one person, where is this? He said, yeah, it is here. You are right there already. But just him telling you it's here. You didn't know it's here. And now you are already there, and you are on good time. The Quran Sharif is the hidayat for all our matters. Allah give us that yaqeen. Today we read Quran Sharif as formality, as an ibadat. But we haven't got that yaqeen, that it is our GPS to take us to Allah Ta'ala. And not that GPS that will take us to some through some dangerous places or something like that and take us on wrong routes and wrong roads, etc. directly to Allah Ta'ala. This GPS doesn't fail in any way whatsoever. And in this GPS, there is no that you are on the wrong road or you are direct on the right. That Allah has given us. If we can understand and we read with this conviction Quran, then see what Quran Sharif. Huda and bayyinati min al huda. Not one bayan, by many, many bayans the Quran of hidayat. Every person, somebody has got a different problem. Even medically, all got different problems. Other people got no medical problem, they got a domestic problem. Other people got a financial problem. Other people, all different. Quran Sharif gives you bayans from whatever type of problem. For everyone, there is a solution. Bayyinati minati min al-huda and furqan. It makes you a decision maker. And that you make the right decision every time. And this is all tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then how much more you ponder in the Quran, the meaning, you practice on the Quran, you propagate the Quran, Allahu Akbar, what won't you get from the Quran Sharif? So this is that month Allah has given. Then Allah says this month now, what does Ramadan? Na'ma al-raqib wa na'ma al-markab. The person who is riding, you got a Rolls Royce. And the person who is sitting inside is the greatest man also. Everything you have got. So when you see you have got this great, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ. Those of you who find this month, فَلْيَصُمْ. Keep the rozas. In honor, rozas, fasting is the celebration of the honor of the Quran. And the Quran made Ramadan valuable in honor of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala said, we must keep rozas. For celebration, we all know that how we celebrate is by feasting. We have dawats, have a party, have a, what you call it, braai place, whatever. That we know is to be feasting, to celebrate by feasting. But Allah has shown us a form of celebrating by fasting also. And we should resort to this for Ramzan, it's farad, but other occasions also. Like Allah gave you Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when he got his citizenship of Saudi, and not only citizenship, but right by being the neighbor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just out of Masjid-e-Nabawi, Madrasa Ulum-e-Shari'ah was just there, hardly 25 meters away. Allah gave Hadrat a place so near. And such a nice secluded place at the back, where all the noise and the hustle and bustle even of Hajj time didn't affect Hazrat. So to celebrate, to make shukr, Hazrat kept 40 days rozas. To make shukr to Allah. So when Allah blesses us with a ni'mat, we think the first thing, da'wat. No problem, but make shukr, make fast also. Sometimes we do our celebration by fasting also. Islam has taught us feasting also. For example, walima dawat is a feast on the occasion of the marriage. And aqiqah, when you have a child, is also feasting. But then there is fasting also. For your wedding is feasting. And for your child that has been born is feasting. But for Ramadan, such a thing, feasting wasn't enough. It was fasting. But unfortunately, most of us, Ramadan for us is also just feasting. How many preparation of Ramadan, forget the woman, the man also, the white meat, organizing it, the samosas, asking the wife, you finish all your samosas, you froze them up, and the pies and everything. So that is not the preparation of Ramadan. Preparation of Ramadan, that we start keeping rozas now. Most rozas Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept out of Ramadan was in Shaban. So get ready so that when Ramadan comes, to keep rozas, the strain of it is already in the bag. You used to it already. So you don't find it hard. Tilawat of Quran is already, you are making tilawat. So in Ramadan, you just have to increase a bit. And namazes are in order already before time. This is just like you are driving a car, and you are on an incline, a steep incline. And you have to take off from there, and it's a manual car. And instead of putting it in first gear, you put it in third gear, fourth gear. The car got 5, 6 forward gears. You put it in fourth gear, fifth gear. The car will start, and it will hardly take off, and it will switch off again.
Because it hasn't got the power to take off. So when we also come in Ramadan in that way that we're not ready for Ramadan. So we find many people only come first night. Many people only keep the first roza. After that, they stuck. Now their engine switched off. They can't go forward. Some people 2-3 nights. Some people 2-3 suparas they read. But then they switch off. But if you are from before, you came with a nice speed, and you are cruising, you just go up easily. So if we are prepared before Ramzan with our tilawat, with our namazas, with our rozas, now in Ramzan is uphill. And another great lesson we should learn, Ramzan, naturally when we keep roza, the body system changes. You feel your chest burns in the morning, you feel different, your sleep pattern has changed, everything. This is just like a mother when she has conceived. Then her whole anatomy also changes. Now she's not like the normal woman she was. Now her whole anatomy changes. She's spewing. She's feeling dizzy. She's feeling weak. And besides, there are a lot of other lessons. The mother-in-law mustn't text the woman, the young girl now. Must understand that she's now going through, she has conceived and her whole anatomy. But she looks after herself. And after 9 months or so, she gets the great joy finally after going through great pain of childbirth, especially the first child. Then she gets a great joy of the child put on her breast. And she is, now she feels, I gave life, I gave birth to life, I gave birth to a child. And then normally she goes into a deep slumber after that. What she went to, now she takes a good rest. So just like that, Ramzan, when it comes, our whole anatomy also changes. But go through it, look after this, your pregnancy. Don't abort the child. Look after it. Look after it properly. Go through it. And then finally when Eid will come, that will be your life, eternal life of Akhirat. And you will get it in this world like the child put on the mother's breast, which normally they do to give that mother that satisfaction. And then you'll go into your deep slumber. Nam ka naumatil huruz. In the qabr, sleep now. How a bride sleeps her first night. And just enjoy your sleep there now. And then in Jannat forever, all the enjoyment. So that great month Allah has given us. This month is such a month that Allah has made rozas for us. This also very important. And if we are in the habit from before, it will be easy. That roza, not only of staying away from food and drink, and our lust, our desires, but to stay away, keep roza of the eyes also. And if a person is in that practice, then he will add more in Ramzan. He will become more stronger, that we don't look at haram. But if a person is used to looking at haram all the time, in Ramzan suddenly, and our whole deen is not a departmental, it's not a departmental store. That one department you get electricity things, another department you get grocery things, another department you get furniture. So we, 15 Shaban, now in the department of Ibadat. 15, the night also, the day also, 16 Shaban, we go into WC. Another department we go now. We go and sit in the toilet all the time, watching WC all the time. So another department. Ramzan come, big Sufi and big Buzurg. After Ramzan, from Ramzan night already, Eid ball party, going now to the zoo lake, now going to some feats and all other things, all different things. Islam is not departmental. Whole of Islam must be in your life all the time. And it's only for a little while, ayyamam ma'dudat. For a few days, as Ramzan is a few days, our life of this world is a few years. And after that, you eternal, you are free. A person who stays in prison, in this dunya, and in the hadith it comes, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. Dunya is the prison of a mu'min. That person gets freedom. He serves his sentence, and we stay, and what is, in which sense is it that you're in a prison? In restrictions. Yet you have to make namaz on its time. While you're making namaz, you can't eat, you can't talk, you have to concentrate, etc. Ramzan, you keep your rules. All these restrictions you stay in. Then at the time of maut, it will be like a bird that flies out of the cage. And you'll go to unlimited Jannah. And we can't and imagine what Jannah, like a child who is in the womb of the mother, if we could speak to that child,
and tell the child you are is in the womb of your mother, but when you come out in this dunya, you will see that there are so big, big jumbo jets, aeroplanes, so big, big ships, seven floors of the ship, and so big trains, 10 coaches, 20 coaches of the goods train, 30, 40 coaches, and how much they're carrying, and buildings which are in this world, the trucks that are here, and the cranes that are working. The child will say, how can it be? It's in small, and al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. Everyone thinks according to his own thinking. I'm in the small world where I can't stretch my hands also. I can't stretch my legs. Where can this be possible? But when the child will come in this world, how much you told it? 100 times more than that it's prepared to believe. Now it will see. Wallah, just like that, this dunya, no matter how big it seems, it is just a small, more smaller than the womb of the mother compared to the eternal akhirat. How vast and big. The person who will get the smallest jannat, in other words, the smallest plot of jannat, is 10 times the size of this dunya. And the biggest, you cannot imagine, that Allah Ta'ala will give. So don't be, and this dunya's life, 60, 70 years, stay in this prison, stay in this restrictions, and then at the time of maut, you will go, you will fly into that huge, vast freedom, and you'll have freedom. There you will want to make sajda to Allah Ta'ala. Even the ones who didn't make sajda, when they will see Allah, then Allah will say no more sajdas. Namaz is maaf now. Now yeah, no namaz. You made your namazes in the dunya, for those people will be freedom. So, and if we don't stay, if person who stays in freedom, a person is in class 5, doing his alim course, but he's staying in freedom. He's not making namaz, he's not attending classes, he's not studying, he's not doing anything. He fails his exam, he stays in the same class again. He doesn't get, a person who stays in freedom, stays in restriction finally. And a person who stays in restriction, observes all the laws, he gets freedom. So we in this dunya, stay in restriction, we will get freedom at the time. And a person who stayed in freedom in this world, didn't control his eyes, didn't control his tongue, then at the time of maut, he goes into restriction. In the qabr, so small the qabr, for those people the qabr will become so big. But for him, the qabr will press from his ribs of one side, so small and so narrow, the qabr of one side will press the other side. His eyes, he will say, لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. Why you rose me up blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. I was a seeing person in the world. And now you raise me up blind because you used your eyes wrong. Now your restriction. No more you can see. And a person who controlled his eyes in this world, there he will see the furthest part of his jannat. Yeah, we cannot see. We are, yeah, somebody's house is in Rustenburg, somebody's shop is in Rudiput, somebody's business is where, all different. We can't see it now. Jannat, you'll be able to see it. It will be much, much more bigger. The smallest plot will be the 10 times the size of this dunya. What will be the other plot size? And what your eyes, you will be able to see. So much freedom, Allah. So this month, or keep this in mind, and live that, and look at the end. A wise person looks at the end result, not just immediately, just live for the moment now and don't think about tomorrow. Think about further. That is a person who has got insight, who has got deep sight, who thinks of the future. So Allah is giving in us this great auspicious month, and let us make qadr of it, appreciate it accordingly, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی، کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی، ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی، وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ، ایسا ہے میرا اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ، کرے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے، سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے، لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے، خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے، خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے، شان نئی سبحان اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ، تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے، جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے، جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے، ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے، ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے، ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين، اللهم اجعلنا من المهديين، اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل، واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.